Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Te Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Jeva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Ashtakaya Sabandresu Nityam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Mukam Kyoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girin Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Sigurun Dinatarinam. Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, the universal form, text number 39. Vayu Yamognir Varuna Shashankaha. Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyapi namo namaste. Vayuryamogni varuna shashanka. Vayuryamogni varuna shashanka. Prajapatistvam prati prapitamahascha. Pita, prapita. Grootvader? Overgrootvader. Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha. Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Vayu yamognir varuna shashanka. Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Back to Mark. Vayu yamogni varuna shashanka. Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Would anybody else like to chant? Vayu Yamogni Varuna Sashanka. Prajapatistvam Prapitamahascha. Namo Namaste Stu Sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Vayu yamogni varuna shashanka. Prajapatistvam prapitamahascha. Namo namaste stu sahasrakritva. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. Vayu air. Yamaha the controller. Agnihi, fire. Varunaha, water. Shashankaha, the moon. Prajapatihi, Brahma. Tvam, you. Papitamaha, the great grandfather. Cha, also. Namaha, my respects. Namaha, again my respects. Te, unto you. Astu, let there be. Sahasakritvaha, 1,000 times. Punaha cha, and again. Bhuyaha, again. Api, also. Namaha, offering my respects. Namaha te, offering my respects unto you. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. You are air and you are the supreme controller. You are fire, you are water, and you are the moon. You are Brahma, the first living creature, and you are the great grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times and again and yet again. Purport. The Lord is addressed here as air, because the air is the most important representation of all the demigods, being all pervasive. Arjuna also addresses Krishna as the great grandfather, because he is the father of Brahma, the first living creature in the universe. Magyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Adanti Svapadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamitinamne Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Pastatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. And one more shloka as Gita Mahatmya to Shadhavanana suyascha Srinuya tapiyo naraha Sopi mukta subhallokan Prapnuyat punyakarmana. And adyeshyate chaya imam dharmyam samvadam avayo Jnana yagena tenaha Ishtasya miti me matihi. So please listen very carefully to the translation now. Reading is important, but more important is hearing a discussion, Srila Prabhupada says. And I declare that he who studies this sacred conversation of ours worships me by his intelligence, and one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. This is Bhagavad Gita 70 and 71 in chapter 18. So today's text is still in the mood of prayer. Vandanam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. Yes? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. So we are running, month of Kartik is running to its end, so you must all have prayed more, like if not for anything else, in the morning when we were reading a translation of the prayer by Satyavrata Muni. So, what a prayer. May this vision of your beautiful form always be manifest to my eyes. I don't have any other desires, even no liberation, any other boon which can be obtained by the practice of bhakti, such as elevation to Vaikuntha. I'm not so interested, but I'm interested in pure bhakti. I want to see you. I really want to see you. So this prayer we do every morning, so it's quite a wonderful opportunity. It's quite powerful. I must confess that affected by the lower modes of nature sometimes don't come to it to sit down and pray. But here we do a collective endeavor, and there's some power in collective endeavors like we do here in every year in all the temples, by the way. The devotees, they come together and they pray together, and it's a wonderful setting. There is also worship. Everybody worships in that month, isn't it? Everybody worshipping a ghee lamp, offering a ghee lamp to Krishna, archanam and vandanam. So this morning Krishna Kshetra Babu was sharing a little bit of his Krishna consciousness with bhaktas, the bhakta program, and it was so wonderful that he was relating that when he first, on his first Mangalarti, he was so blissed out by the, he liked that prayer so much, the Gauravashtaka prayer, like such a wonderful song. He wanted to immediately learn it, and within the first week of his Krishna consciousness, he knew it. I want to learn that song so I can sing it. So I became so much inspired to go deeper, study it, because I don't know all the words yet. So also yesterday by chance I picked up the songbook in the Mangalarti, that's how I used to learn it while attending Mangalarti. As the lead singer sings, I read the translation. So now I was learning the word by word. But we have to renew our Krishna consciousness. And here, Arjuna, and so many, there are so many prayers in our scriptures. In the first canto, Sutta Goswami is glorifying his spiritual master, and Ashwanaka Rishi. And then and Queen Kunti is speaking some wonderful prayers, and the Bhishma is beautifully preaching. Yes, and then in later cantos, so many wonderful prayers. So Lord Chaitanya also was very fond of these prayers, and the devotees, they relish. Here Arjuna is praying to Krishna extensively, and you are air, he says. And Srila Prabhupada says, because air is the most important representation of all the demigods, air, it's so omnipresent, being all pervasive. And you are fire, you are water, and you are the moon. So isn't it that Krishna is the presiding deity of the moon? So if our planets are disturbed or something, if the moon has a bad influence on us, if the moon is in some house where it better should not be, but then we are devotees, so it's called debilitated, right? Debilitated moon. Sometimes in astrology it's a term that when your moon is debilitated or disturbed, when the moon, in your chart, so then if you're a devotee, that's not a big deal, astrologer. I heard an astrologer say, because Krishna is the presiding deity of the moon, and also the moon is the presiding deity of our mind, isn't it? So, but Krishna here is said to be the moon, Krishna Chandra, because the moon is very beautiful, and Krishna also is very beautiful, and what is this name? Chandramukhi. Somebody with the face of a moon must be Radharani. Yeah? I heard this name. So somebody with a moon-like face. Here, Arjuna glorifies Krishna like this. You are the moon, you are fire, you are water, you are Brahma, the first living creature, and you are the great grandfather. Of course, Krishna had heard previously said that he is the father of all living beings, aham bija pada pita, but also he is the grandfather. There's another comparison. Grandfathers are very, or the great grandfather, they are very kind. So if the great grandfather is more kind than the father, than the great grandfather, so the grandfather is very kind, he is very generous, and then the great grandfather also can be very generous. So it's a nice comparison. It's not just genealogy. He is indeed the father of Lord Brahma, and who was the first created being. Right, because Arjuna is not really a son of Brahma, or not also a son of Brahma. Yes? So, genealogically, it wouldn't be exactly the right address for Arjuna from his position. I mean, Pandu is not a son of Brahma, right? But still, Krishna is named Great Grandfather because of being the father of Lord Brahma, who is considered the grandfather of all living beings, because he created the Prajapatis, who are considered the father of mankind. So, in this sense, Krishna is the great grandfather. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times, and again, and yet again. So this is the point. Manmanar bhava mad bhakto matyaji mam namaskaru mam namaskaru mam evaisas isatyam te pratijane priyosime. Krishna promises that we will certainly come to him, because we are his friend. When we are his friend, when we become a devotee. How we become a devotee? When we think of Krishna, we are his friend. When can we think of Krishna? By having the lifestyle of a devotee, by becoming a devotee. Only if there is some love, so we will be able to think favorably of Krishna. And then, how we can become a devotee? Mahamyachi, by worshipping Krishna. We were doing it so extensively for a whole month, offering ghee lamps like anything. And then also, how we can worship Krishna? If we don't have ghee lamps, we can bow down. This is, in the Bhakta program, also Krishna Kshetra Prabhu mentioned. Seeing the deity is also deity worship, and also bowing down to the deity. These are simple things we can do every day with our heart. And Arjuna is enthusiastic, so he says, I'll do that thousands of times, and not only that, and again, and yet again. So, in the Nectar of Devotion, even it's mentioned, one should not avoid to pay obeisances. So, the tendency of Kali Yuga citizens is to be lazy, so to try to do, to avoid bowing down extra times. But here the Bhagavad Gita is inspiring us to do it thousands of times, and yet again and again. So in the footsteps of Arjuna, we can become a little bit more enthusiastic about bowing down. We can try to do it with our heart. I sometimes study devotees paying obeisances, and some are really experts at doing it devotionally. Yes. So here is, for me, I notice sometimes it sneaks in the routine, like a machine bowing down. One time, Srila Prabhupada, he made this joke that some servant came in. So he may be busy. How many times a servant has to come in and out? Imagine, maybe some of you have served a sannyasi, and then you may have to run from the kitchen and back and forth. Especially Srila Prabhupada used to eat chapatis, so you have to bring in constantly hot chapatis, and you have to cook them also, roll them, make them, butter them, and come and serve them hot. So what a running, huh? But in one instance, so a servant came in and he paid obeisances, panchanga obeisances, and got up again, and Srila Prabhupada said, what is this hatchet? I think the word is hatchet. He criticized that. He said, what kind of sloppy obeisances, basically, Srila Prabhupada was pointing out. That was certainly a good lesson for the future generations, that when we pay obeisances, we may as well do it properly. Eight limbs touching the ground, and one of them is the mind, and especially we should not forget the mind. The mind should bow down also. Similarly, when we pay offer obeisances to devotees, the heart, the mind, the heart, it's the same thing. That is a key element in all our activities, like this. But in prayer, if you don't have your heart there, so then it really doesn't work so much. Okay, there are maybe prayers by previous acharyas, so somebody may have the habit of reciting them. So that may be challenging also to do mechanically. But if we would go up to the deity and ask Srila Prabhupada, say, sir, this is the problem. Talking to Krishna, sir, this and this is the problem. So how can we do this mindlessly? That would not be possible. So it's a very healthy practice to talk to the deity, or to pray to the deity is the same. We glorify the deity. There may be some standards also to be followed, that you first start off by glorifying the deity, pointing out the qualities of Krishna, and then you could submit your case, so to speak. So, but whatever we do, especially, it should be done with in a prayerful mood, so just like chanting Hare Krishna, which is like topmost prayer. It's such a pity if we rush through it or do it mindlessly, because it's the topmost prayer. So that is so wonderful. Becoming mindful, becoming conscious of our activities, make them so effective. It will work so much. We will feel so much purification. So just reciting this chapter, I heard Srila Prabhupada learned this chapter as a child, 11th chapter. It instills so much awe and reverence in Krishna. Oh great one, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisance unto you? Oh limitless one, God of gods, refuge of the universe, you are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material world. You are the original personality of God, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifested world. You're the knower. So we want to enter deep into the mood of Arjuna as he is saying these words. He's not just speaking some superficial words, but he's completely blown away by the universe, seeing the universal form. So sometimes you may also experience, isn't it, that you come to the deity and wow, his beauty just blasts you away. You feel so much awe and reverence. You feel his sweetness. Some days may be so special. This is of course such a reward, such a reciprocation. If Krishna kind of shows himself to you like that, this must be what Arjuna is going to, but in a different way, not the sweetness of the Gopinath, but the awe instilling, the fearsome form of the Lord. But still also making it clear who is who. We may sometimes be a little too familiar with Krishna, or not knowing who, not realizing who he is. So it's quite a thing to become a Kanishtha Adhikari. The other day we were speaking a little bit, we want to become Madhyam Adhikari, but still we also have to work on becoming a devotee or a Kanishtha Adhikari who is full of faith that Krishna is not stone or marble or wood, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental person. A person, And then another person like we, Avajanati Mamuda, a person, a very special person. Srila Prabhupada said, never forget you're dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And yet, why does he say so? Because we do forget all too often. Yes. So once we do that, we are eligible to become a little bit eager to take the process very seriously, because we get to know this person as a wonderful person, who is our best friend, and who is inviting us to play with him, to be close with him in any way, neutral or servitorship, or even be his parents. He is even inviting us, please come and take care of me, especially like the deity. He needs us. If we don't take care of him properly, he's lost. Because the deity voluntarily puts him in a helpless condition. If none of us here, 100 devotees, would say, yes, okay, I'll cook that offering, all right, I'll wake up Krishna, so then that day he will not eat that meal at least, or he will not get up from bed, as we sometimes experience here, the doors remains locked, and Krishna remains, he's still in bed. So that's our golden opportunity to go out of our way, you know, to cash in some of our sleep, of our comfort zone, by doing something for dear Krishna. So that's how wonderful this person is. He allows us, insignificant as we are, to do something for him. Yeah? And he writes this autobiography, more or less. This is an autobiographical dialogue. That's original. In a dialogue, we can get to know Krishna. So many aspects. From first-hand source, from his own mouth. Beautifully depicted here in the painting. So, now, when we are so willing to receive this message so submissively, so then we become very close to Krishna and we start to understand him. And Janma Karma Chame Divyam. If we do, so that's a very fortunate position, because then Naiti Mam Eti Sojuna. No need to rot in this world, as Srila Prabhupada says. Why are you rotting in this world? Yes, that's a good question, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Yes. Let me not do that. Right. Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvata. Let me try to understand Krishna's appearance, Janma, and his activities, Divyam, they are all transcendent. Yes. Why would I just project him? Why would I bring Lord down to my level, to my human nature? So let me stop doing this. The tendency is there to humanize Krishna. But he is superhuman. He's super kind. He's totally non-envious. And so are saintly persons. Let's meditate on them. So beautifully described, Srinivasa Acharya writes, he says that Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro prema mritam bonidi dira dira janapriya priya karo nirmatsaro pujito shi chaitanya kripa baro muhibuho paravahantara ko vanderupa sanatana rangungo shi jiva gopanako. Wouldn't we like to become like that? So these six Goswamis, right? They are always very loudly chanting holy name and dancing. And they are dear, both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Thus they are blessed, fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. And they are always engaged in welfare activities for all humanity. They are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. And they're taking away this burden of the burden. Bara means burden, and it's also a nice snack, Suriname snack, but bara means also burden. Yeah. So they are taking away this burden of ignorance from the world. How is it said? They are all pleasing to everyone. Yeah. And not envious of anyone. Yes, and Krishna is like that. So we are blessed by the Sadhguru Swamis. So there are six G's we should approach for mercy. Do you know all six? The Goswamis, Guru, Gauranga, that's three, Govardhan, and Gandharvika Giridhari. So these are the divine couple, can help us a lot. The Goswamis, Guru, Govardhan, and Gauranga. So that we take shelter of them, and then it will become easier to make advancement in spiritual life. So, before Kartik ends, for yourself, just a recommendation, study some wonderful prayer, even the Damodarashtaka, also individually go over it and time and again and meditate and pray it very actively, because it's such a wonderful prayer. Nothing else, just please shower your mercy upon me, I'm very fallen. Those who are not fallen, they relish, they drown in pools of ecstasy by meditating on these transcendental pastimes. Only me, contaminated as I am, remain indifferent when I hear such wonderful pastimes. Sometimes the heart is not ready. So we must align our heart, we must situate ourselves properly so bhakti can flow. We can become a little like that. By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, this is my 2 cents worth. Thank you again for the opportunity. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. And then it's time for bhajans. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Om Vishnu Padme Hum Krishna Prishthane Bhutale Shri Nityananda.